I'm curious what you tell patients with MDS in terms of, you know, do you tell them they have cancer or pre-cancer? How do you actually explain it to them?
I tell them they have cancer. I think this whole nonsense about calling this pre-leukemia, I don't know where it came from, except for hematologists' fear of the word cancer. It doesn't make sense to me. If you look at chronic lymphocytic leukemia, chronic myeloid leukemia, they share many features with myelodysplastic syndrome. They're all clonal diseases. They all have dysregulated growth, apoptosis. They all progress to more aggressive forms. I mean, it meets all those criteria. But for some reason for MDS, hematologists were highly invested in telling patients they didn't have cancer. And this had a huge negative effect nationally and internationally because the National Cancer Institute bought into this and didn't call it a cancer, so it wasn't reported to the SEER database until 2002, so we have no epidemiologic data. This is a scandal, I think. So, you know, when I see patients in second opinion, and many of their hematologists have told them, good thing you don't have cancer, I tell them, well, as far as I'm concerned, you do have cancer. It's a chronic leukemia, like other chronic leukemias. I think that once you get patients to accept that, you change the level of discussion. Because when patients are focused on themselves having pre-leukemia, all they're worried about is, when's the day going to be that I now have acute leukemia? They don't realize that many of my patients who have MDS-related acute leukemia, that is to say 30% blasts, are quite healthier hematologically than some of the patients who only have 10% blasts. It's not a question of how many blasts you have in the marrow. That's not what your body knows. It's a question of how infected you are. It's a question of how thrombocytopenic you are. It's a question of what your transfusion needs are, you know, for the most part. So I think once you reorient them to the fact that it's a chronic leukemia that's going to get worse without treatment, and unfortunately often with treatment, it refocuses their thinking in a way that I think ultimately becomes quite useful. Because the nice thing about MDS is that patients really have a great deal of control. It's the one disease where they can monitor their counts. And, you know, I've got a lot of patients who happen to be engineers, and they bring in their spreadsheets. And, they often email me their spreadsheets, which I really, really hate because I won't open them up. But they bring me the spreadsheets. It's fine. And it gives them control. You know, patients should never be surprised when I tell them their disease is worse because they tell me their disease is worse. They say, look, you know, my neutrophils used to be 1,200. Now they're 400. My platelets used to be 70,000. Now they're 20,000. That patients can understand this. And to me, I think that's quite empowering because they can follow it along with me.